Just sit back, close your eyes.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Hope you're enjoying it. It's glorious here in the upper Midwest. At least the temperatures, they've risen. It's going to be in the 60s this week, man. It's been winter in like subarctic, or at least damn cold, as recently as Sunday morning. So, you know, looking forward to spring sprungen, or whatever they say. You know me, I like to make up words.
It's been sprinkled. I like to say spadoinkle as well.
Spadoinkle. I like that word. I like, you know, doing a little, say the word again.
Spadoinkle.
First you go spadoinkling, and then you go caboozling.
I'll take it.
844-967-2789.
Getting all cattywampus.
Russian news. One of their leading, one of their leading news services over the course of the weekend had a protester run out live during their newscast and hold up a sign. As it was reported on BNO News, anti-war protester runs onto stage one of Russia's most watched news program, telling viewers, don't believe the propaganda. You're being lied to. I might start sneezing, dude, and then you know I'm in big trouble. So I'm going to try not to sneeze here. Don't believe the propaganda. I'm just warning you, Fancy Brian. If you see me sneezing, you're in charge. You've got the helm. Another thing I took note of earlier today, and we're getting back to the Greg Sargent piece, you know, because I'm feeling optimistic. Maybe World War III is not going to happen. Maybe. Maybe this will be the impetus of positive change. Democracy on the march. We'll tell you why. But I can tell you, in regards to the social media, here's something else got me feeling kind of good today. Tuned in to Righty Whitey Talk Radio. I got to admit, I skipped, and shame on me, I skipped the fine lead-in product to my Dueling Tangents, because I tuned into Righty Whitey Talk Radio down to dial just to hear what they were ranting about today. Who do I hate today, Vicky? Well, anyways, Vicky was feeling kind of good because she had moved all the way down the hit list at Truth Social. She had been on the waiting list, couldn't even join the social media site. Now, I thought perhaps it was because once upon a time when Trump was before he was even the nominee, when he was just candidate Trump. Well, we were sort of an anti-Trump state. You know, Scott Walker first and then Marco Rubio, and eventually they settled in on Ted Cruz. And Trump did not have a good time checking in with local Righty Whitey Talk Radio host. In fact, he hung up on Vicky McKenna mid-interview. And if I recall correctly, Charlie Sykes gave Trump something of a hard time. And then they all went in lock, stock, and barrel for Donald Trump. So, you know, don't feel bad for Righty Whitey Talk Radio host. But Vicky was on a waiting list apparently about as long as getting Packer season tickets, right? You know, not easy to get on the Truth Social platform, because all the great social media platforms are known for exclusivity, for keeping everybody out. You know, that's how you grow them big.
Yes, that's why they call them social medias.
If you just wait in line for like the next 3 years of your life, maybe we'll let your scummy butt in.
That's how you know it's worth it.
So apparently, Vicky made the cut. She's in. She's on the Truth Social site, and she encourages you to come find her. She's like a talk radio host in the wilderness. Come find me, she said. And she was a little disappointed over on the Truth Social site, understanding, you know, they only let sort of the exclusives in, you know, or Vicky McKenna.
She not currently exactly Studio 54 over here.
She currently, over on the Truth Social, only has 14 followers. And I'm thinking, that's the Trump site. That's the MAGA world. That is your world. You live in that silo. And you've only got 14 followers on the Truth Social site? The Donald Trump-endorsed corporate social media site that you can't get on, but the cool kids can. So anyways, you know, that made me happy. Because to find out just how unpopular or lacking in coolness Vicky would be on, you know, the Trump World social media site. You know, it makes me think, suck it, Vicky. But anyways, back to the more important news of the day, the optimism. Again, I had a great weekend. Lots of good stuff. The world, it's coming up crudy, man. It's coming up crudy. But here is Greg Sargent interviewing this theorist, Francis Fukuyama. Greg Sargent, why should we not believe that eventually Russia will grind down Ukraine through mass slaughter, necessitating some kind of surrender by Zelensky, followed by a partial occupation and ferocious resistance? Now, here's the optimism. Russia does not begin to have a large enough military to occupy Ukraine and bring Ukraine to a point where they'd make that kind of concession. This is a country with a population of over 40 million, and Putin has already committed the vast bulk of his military. Now, let's not forget 190,000 troops. That seems like a hell of a lot until you try to occupy a country of 40 million. It's extremely costly for the Russians to keep up this kind of siege. Every single day, they lose a large number of armored vehicles, men, supplies. The morale in the Russian army appears to be extremely low. Sergeant, are you suggesting there will come a moment of clear Russian defeat? What might that look like? Well, it'd look like Rocky IV, right?
If he dies, he dies.
It's possible that at a certain point, it becomes a little bit like Stalingrad, where the Germans had to retreat from that city. They can't resupply the forces that are in place. Either they're forced to withdraw from positions they occupy, or the position just crumbles. Now, again, Sargent, the author here at the Washington Post, you write that Russia's invasion has already done huge damage to the world's right-wing authoritarian populist. Could you expand on that? Yes, this is the point I want to make, folks. Fukuyama, a moral clarity has been imposed on populist politics. Many of these populists, including Donald Trump, have been able to pretend that they're really tribunes to the people, that they're channeling a democratic urge. But they're also flirting with an open kind of authoritarianism. That authoritarianism has now been translated into a horrible slaughter, where everybody can see the kind of politics leads to military aggression, the loss of innocent lives, and so forth. That's the reason every one of them, except for Trump, evidently has been trying to backtrack from their support that they gave to Putin. Do you get this? This is crystallizing not just for the American people, but for a world population. Right now, the GOP is not with Trump, not on the issue of support for Putin. Right now, the vast majority of Republicans stand with the Ukrainian people. They stand with us. We are currently far more united on this point than any other. We stand with the Ukrainians. And Trump hasn't wrecked that yet. But it also brings this sort of clarity. You know, Putin is bringing clarity to the world right now. Here's what happens when we take it to the extreme. Here's what happened when a guy like Donald Trump gets a second term or runs for what? You know, running for another election in 2024, apparently. Back to Sargent. You see this on the home front. Demagogues like Tucker Carlson and J.D. Vance and others have really lost their ideological footing. They know they're supposed to express concern about Ukraine, yet they also want to keep arguing that there's nothing inherently malignant about right-wing nationalism and that we shouldn't bank on any sort of international order to deal with these types of problems. Are we in a moment where many in the West are kind of remembering why we would want a liberal international order? Here's Fukuyama. I have a general theory about this populist movement. It has to do with the generational turnover. People like being in liberal societies after they've gone through either horrible nationalist conflict, as in the two world wars in the 20th century, or they've had to live under authoritarian dictatorship, as the people in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union did under communism. This generational cycle has turned, and you've got this whole generation of people who don't appreciate liberal democracy because they haven't really experienced the alternative. Sargent, you write that a Russian defeat would revitalize democracy globally. Does that mean we should be optimistic about this defeat leading to some sort of revitalized liberal international order? Fukuyama, I do think that if people are made to appreciate institutions like NATO and the fact that they live in a liberal democracies, presumably it's going to increase the solidarity that these democracies feel. The challenges are not going to stop with Putin. You got China waiting in the wings, and then you've got a whole bunch of lesser dictators around the world. Yeah, most of them are appearing through Tucker Carlson's show on the Foxy News. Orban, right? He goes and visits them.
Very strong personality, that Orban.
A little bit more from Fukuyama on this point. Hopefully, we will devise cooperative mechanisms by which democracies can become mutually supportive again. And now he talks about the book. I'd like to talk about the idea in the end of history that the victory of Western liberalism would create a kind of boredom with the world in which great questions are resolved, any nostalgia for a world in which you had to pick a side in the grand battle of ideas. I wonder whether you're seeing something like this in the extraordinary outpouring of support from across the West for Ukraine. There's a mass embrace of this opportunity to stand tall again on one side of an ideological struggle. And I feel that, folks. I believe it. And I like how Sargent has framed it. Let me bring you Fukuyama's response. I think that's right. There's a lot of pent-up idealism. The spirit of 1989 went to sleep, and now it's being reawakened. I do think people like the idea of struggling for a just cause. Well, I sure as hell hope so, Fancy Brian, because we're out here fighting for a just cause each and every day on the airwaves. I've been doing it for 10 years, man, but let me bring this to conclusion. And they really haven't had anything other than consumerism in mindless middle-class pursuits in the last 30 years. What did George W. Bush tell us to do in the face of you know, the Iraq war? Go take a HELOC and go shopping. Go shopping was the advice given to us. That's you know, how we come together as a people. Go create some debt and shop a little. Well, up until right about 2008, that plan kind of fell apart.
Go buy a house. It'll be great. Oh.
Sargent, I wonder if this reflects some sort of fundamental failing on the part of liberal democratic capitalist societies. Fukuyama, liberalism is a doctrine that deliberately says the purpose of politics is not to serve final ends, like the vision of a good life that's defined by religious doctrine, because we can't agree on what those are. You know, the good ends. So we'll agree to tolerate people that are very different from us. It means that every liberal society, therefore, has a weaker sense of community than one based on a single religion or a single ethno-nationalist tradition. Liberalism, by design, doesn't give people this tightly bound sense of brotherhood or sisterhood with their fellow citizens. Well, you're all my brothers and sisters. Now, if we're feeling a little solidarity here on the airwaves, you can be a part. Fukuyama got me feeling a little optimistic here. Could this be the incitement of democracy on the march? Could we see just how bad it's going to be with the authoritarianism? I mean, we either fight like hell right now at this point in our lives. And I don't just mean me and Fancy Brian and Evan and those of you. We got to wake some people up to just how important this time in history is. I mean, they're still fighting in the state of Wisconsin about whether or not Joe Biden won the Electoral College in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, we're fighting this fight on the streets, on the airwaves, each and every day. And I can't control what happens in the Ukraine or in Russia. But I can tell you, I can fight like hell for democracy. And I expect you to do likewise, even you Republicans. Come back with us. 844-967-2789. Yeah, it's glorious, so.
In the summertime. Never get involved in a land war in Asia.
I say it's a spectacular day.
He dies.